In South Korea, the government appears to be on the verge of an historic decision, buying defense equipment from the European Union rather than its traditional supplier, the United States. From Seoul, Hank Morris at IRC Research spoke to my colleague, Rodney Smith.
Two major defense orders are apparently going to non-U.S. suppliers. In the one case, the Korean Armed Forces are set to order several hundred helicopters from Eurocopter. And in the other, it looks as though the Israeli aerospace industry has won an airborne surveillance radar plane order.
This is highly unusual, isn't it?
Yes, historically the Koreans have relied almost exclusively for major defense orders on U.S.-supplied defense equipment.
What can we read into the fact that the pattern's changing?
Well, it may be that the Europeans and the Israelis have been more responsive to suggestions that technology transfer would be part of the equation here than the Americans were in regard to their bids.
In short, you mean some of what they buy will be manufactured in Korea?
I think so, and increasingly the Koreans have wanted to have some level of technology transfer, not simply assembling components in Korea, but actually learning the manufacturing ins and outs. So recently, for example, the South Koreans have teamed up with Lockheed Martin to make a new fighter trainer for the South Korean Air Force, which is a supersonic trainer and a rather sophisticated new model.
The U.S. Defense Department, the Pentagon, is notoriously sticky on issues like this, isn't it? Do you think it'll have a rethink?
It's going to be difficult for the Americans because historically they have tended to put restrictions on exports of defense goods to third countries. So in other words, even if they made an attractive offer to the Koreans in technology transfer terms, and the Koreans began producing a particular defense product in Korea, the Americans would still perhaps not let Koreans produce that for sale to a third country. And this could be part of the attraction of, say, the Eurocopter deal. Perhaps Korean helicopter maker will turn out the Eurocopter model and offer it for export somewhere else in the Asia region, aside from the units that are going to be sold to the Korean Armed Forces.
Hank Morris talking to the BBC's Rodney Smith.